It's raw, uncut, unscripted. This is where real conversations are had and truths are told. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
What's happening? What's happening, family? Hey, it's your main man, TJ Chapman, and we're back with another episode of the Black Couch Chronicles podcast. I'm your main man, TJ Chapman, and man, listen, it's been fun so far, and I'm kind of liking this podcast thing, man. And we're gonna have all different type of, you know, special guests, from, you know, recording artists, from commissioners to, you know, business owners, you name it. We're just gonna sit here, we're gonna have a good time, and we're just gonna chop it up, because it's all about real conversations where truths are told and stories are real. So we're gonna go ahead and get started, man. What I guess for the evening, he is a 16-year-old pop and R&B artist. He's a model. He's an athlete right here in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, blending with his smooth vocals and confidence on stage. He has been able to balance music, fashion, competitive athletics with purpose and discipline. And he's only 16. You got to wonder, wow, how does he do that? Oh, we're going to dive right into that. He's also the founder of Cyber Smart, nonprofit focused on youth digital awareness. And through his own podcast, Above the Grind, this young man here shares, he's going to share with us his evolving journey on how he got here, his mindset, his work ethics, and of course, community connections he has behind the scenes. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Black Couch Chronicles. That was a tongue twister. We did some early behind the scenes. Shoot, I went came up with it. Anyway, joining us to the Black Couch Chronicle podcast is Jay Maya. Now, he got a very interesting way of introducing himself. Jay Maya, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. All right. It's your boy, Jay Maya. I
already know who it is.
Man, look at here. See, I wish I had a voice like that. You see it all crunching up and scratching up. But man, listen, I first heard that intro when we actually first met at the Apopka Amphitheater. Yep. Where, you know, I was hosting one of the MLK's concert events for the community out there in Apopka. And you just had this unique sound, like, hey, who's that Jit back there? And I turned around thinking he was a Jit. No, but it's like a tall Jit. So how did you actually get into this music game? Because music is something that we as a culture enjoys, and it brings happiness, peace, and you'll be surprised. Well, how did you get even started doing that?
Well, when I was four, my dad would have us in the living room just singing all types of songs, doing all types of musicals and whatnot. Me and my sister just singing Grease and whatnot. So it really started for me when I was in elementary school, and I'll be singing around here and there, right, and whatnot. And then the choir teacher heard me, and I was singing the barge.
Oh, it's always that one choir teacher.
I was singing the barge, since we are lying here, because I have an old soul. So my dad would put me onto a lot of older artists.
Absolutely.
And whatnot. So for the first time, you and I show.
I see what you're doing right now.
And she turns around like, oh, I didn't know you could sing like that, you know? And she put me in with the middle school choir. And around that time, elementary school couldn't sing with the middle school choir. I'm the youngest one in there, and I had a few solos with her. I did Hallelujah, and I'm trying to remember which the other one was. It was from Hairspray. It was a song from Hairspray.
Okay.
So I did that, and from that moment on, I got two standing ovations from doing those two solos.
Wow. Okay.
And from that moment on, I just wanted to do music. I've always loved it. So
yeah, music has also been like a passion of mine too. You know, I have an old soul. My kids right now, I teach them old school, and they was like, "Dad, I don't like listening." Well, you finna listen today. And so now, you know, my oldest daughter, you know, she's a songwriter. She plays the keyboard. She plays the guitar. And that's just coming from, you know, having, you know, a musical dad,
right,
myself, and just like listening to her. I used to sing to her when she was, you know, in the womb, and she came out and just started, you know, just loving music. So I definitely do understand that. Now, you know, when it comes to music, where there's music, a person that can sing got the latest. So how you be fighting off the ladies in school, now they done find out that you can sing? Not sing, well, but sing.
I am homeschooled. So.
Oh, so you can't even get no girls to the highs.
I have my ways. I have my ways.
Oh, sneak them through the window and. Okay.
Yeah, let me not say all that because I can't do
I can't tell on myself.
You got my dad in here, so let me don't do that.
Oh, man. So how do you, when you actually do go to the yard, do they know who you are?
Oh, yeah. I've performed at Oak Ridge.
Ah.
So yeah, now everybody knows who I am, and then when I'm walking around, they'll be like, "It's your boy Jane Maya."
So that, got him.
So yeah, got them. It's stuck in their head now.
Oh, that's one of them. That's one of them phrases that would stick in your head
forever,
all day long,
forever.
Now, I said you was a tall jit,
6'7".
Not all tall jits can play basketball. That's the first thing you say, right? Mm-hmm. But I would think maybe you play like volleyball or something.
A lot of people would think that. Honestly, I was going to try that out. I wanted to try a volleyball out. I've only been playing basketball for the last 2 years.
Ah, so you just got into it. So music is your passion, but you do basketball to kind of stay intact.
I like both. Oh, like, I don't want to, like, pick between. Like, I can be able to, like, I will go to the NBA, and then next thing you know, I'm getting a Grammy, you know?
That's good right there. And get basketball and dribble, and sing the national anthem, then go back to the locker room and do all that other good stuff. So so when you are able to, like, to get out and mingle with, you know, your peers, how do you differentiate who you hang out with? Because everybody want to get up on your coattail when they see possible success. Like, I know your dad manages you, but for yourself, like, how do you determine who you're going to keep as your company?
That's a really hard question. That's a good question. I would say, like,
everybody want to be with you.
Yeah, I'm a pretty mellow person, but, like, I really like to read people, you know? Like, I can see through people's personalities and whatnot, and then I kind of pick and choose who I want to be around, because my dad, he taught me well, so it's easy to understand people.
Got it. Yeah. Has there been anyone that you kind of already knew, like, yeah, nah, I ain't going to be around this person here because they trying to use me, or they just trying to, what they like to call handouts?
Haven't met anybody like that, and I hope not to, but it's probably going to happen. But it's been pretty cool so far. And I've met a lot of loving people who's been supportive of my journey and whatnot. So thank you to those people. Love y'all. So, yeah.
So the dying question that some of the ladies... Now, hey, listen, when I say ladies, he's 16. So all y'all cougars, y'all chill out. Y'all might got some daughters or something, but is there a special lady in your life, like Michael Jackson saying, like, "Lady of my life"? I think that's how it go. Anyway, do you got a special young lady in your life?
No, I don't. Which is lucky for people watching.
Now you're just saying that because dad in the room, or... Okay, all right. All right, so nobody's like interested. Like, no way, that's gonna be my such.
I got to stay focused right now. I can't really focus on any girls right now. I got to get to the next level first.
Yes,
before that, I even focus on that.
That is one of the best answers I've heard in years.
Yeah,
pushing off the ladies, and that's what I tell my son too, because he's a ball player too.
Oh yeah,
you know, he ain't quite 6'7" yet, but he's still growing. He's like 6'3".
Oh, and yeah,
yeah, he actually tore his ACL his senior season this year, and it was devastating for him.
That's crazy.
It was devastating because, you know, he said, I don't want to do this no more, and I said, that's just the first chapter of what's going to be a great career for you. You might have to do it unconventionally, walk on, because you were, you know, a 3-star, 4-star recruit, and now some of the colleges, how they do things, they may not, you know, look at you right now. But whatever college you decide to go to, because you have athletic scholarships, you have academic scholarships, which is more important because academics is always going to be there. Sports may not. So he can go into, you know, any admission, get accepted, find out when tryouts are, and just smash them.
Right.
You know, you may have to do it that way. So how have you been able to, like, balance music? And I heard that you're a model, too.
Yeah,
I model. I think all tall people are models, so I'm just
fine. And I act, so it's a lot.
And you act.
Yeah, I act.
Look at here. Okay, yeah. So let me find out you trying to be like Jesus Shuttlesworth from He Got Game. Trying to be, hope you better than him though. But because anyway, no shots to you, Ray Allen. Still my dog. Still the best 3-point shooter in the game. But what made you want to go into acting, or what made you think you're an actor?
Like I said before, how my dad would have me and my sister in the living room
watching Grease,
watching all types of musicals. I've just always wanted to be an actor. I've always loved watching movies and whatnot. Like my favorite movie right now, Sinners. Like I would just love to be an actor. And I've already done a lot of stuff. I've done stage plays. I've played the Tin Man in The Wiz. When I got back from LA doing a web series called Legacy Lies.
Okay.
So I've done a couple of things. I've done commercials.
So you got your hands, your feet, your toes, your elbows, your kneecaps, and a lot of stuff, which is good. Kind of like myself. I have a whole bunch of dabbling this, dabbling that. Now you also got your own podcast, you know, above the ground. What's that about? Cause it sounds interesting, Above the Grind. What about it?
Well, there's a lot of people who do the stuff that I do, and I just want to show kids that there's people doing what I'm doing, and it's easy to get, not easy, but it shows what you have to do to get into what these people are doing.
Okay.
Like basketball players, like because I went to school with players that are at Division I programs, Duke, UConn, all those big programs, and I'm still friends with them to this day. And it's just like some kids are like, how do I get to the next level? And then I will interview them,
right?
And they give the pro tips.
So it's interesting when you have a lot of different things that you're great at. They call it, you know, jack of all trades. So how do you determine an order of what you'll put you're okay with? I lose this, I lose this, I lose that, but I got to keep this. So out of all the things you dabble in, which one is at the top of your list?
Music, for sure. Out of everything, music.
Yes.
I will always be number one out of everything.
Now, have you wrote any original songs yourself, or do you have like a writer?
I wrote my first song, Ready For Me, and my second song, Bouquet. Shout out to my boy, Ronnie. We wrote that together. So, nice. Yeah, my first song, Get Ready For Me, You Can't Have My Time. I'm taking what is mine. I wrote that because broke up with a girl because I needed to focus on the things I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what that song's about.
You'll be surprised what women can do for you. They can either help you out in a good way, or they can take away what you feel.
Right.
And sometimes it all comes surrounded by women. They're going to make you do something, whether it's to write a song about them, whether it's good or bad. Because I know there's one songwriter, boy, if you got with him, he's going to write a whole song about you. And I ain't going to say the name. I'm sure we all know. Because sometimes when it comes to confessions, just when I thought, so y'all probably know what I'm talking about. But at this point here, you know, you got your nonprofit organization. And it's, you know, it's cyber, right? So how you got into that?
Well, my mom does cybersecurity.
Ah, okay.
So she was telling me one day, don't be clicking on random stuff that you be seeing on your phone. But, you know, me as a teen, I'm going to click something. So I clicked it and my phone got hacked.
Just hard-headed.
Yeah, hard-headed. So my phone got hacked and I just thought, like, kids my age are going through this. So why not do something about it?
Right.
So that's why I started CyberSmart.
Okay. So what have you learned from it so far? Like, what's your major goal in teaching, you know, kids about stop being hard-headed? Don't just click on something that you think it's appeasing to you or pleasing to you.
One thing I would say, like, you know how you get all these scam calls? You got to know how to not get scammed.
Get scammed, yeah.
Right. So that's probably, like, the biggest goal. Make sure you don't get scammed.
Man, because I know a lot of scammers in my lifetime. We were just talking behind the scenes earlier about this one scammer. Then scammed me. I was mad as hell. I'm like, how you? Okay, ain't going to happen to me.
And then it's even with older people. Because they talk to everybody. Because my grandmother, she'll be on the phone with, it says scam likely, but she probably doesn't understand what that means.
Be like, scam likely, who is that? Does she go down to the church?
Exactly. So that's
grandma, that just means you got to call that scam. That ain't a person. That's somebody
trying to steal your information.
That's all it is. So now it's one thing that you have music, which is always going to be the backbone from what I'm hearing, Mm-hmm. It's going to be the backbone of, you know, your legacy. And your stage name. Everybody got a stage name, whether it's their actual name or nickname or whatever. So tell the folks, is Jay Maya what's on the birth certificate? Or is that a stage name?
It's a stage name.
We ain't gonna do the real. We're gonna leave that for the bio and.
But it's a combination of my name. So okay. It's the first letter and the last few letters of my name. So Jeremiah. So then it's J-M-I-A-H.
Ah, okay. I was thinking that, but I was like, no, that's a unique name of saying Jeremiah, but name probably not Jeremiah, but it actually is Jeremiah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So how has that rolled off? Because, you know, certain nicknames don't roll off, you know, because I'm not finna call you, you know, Juicy Fruit, because, you know, you used to go around and buy packs of Juicy Fruit and eat it. That don't sound good.
Right.
So how did you come up with that name, other than, you know, it was a combination of your name? How did that sound off to people?
My old nickname, I would go around, everybody would say Maya for short.
Okay. Yeah.
So then we just put the J in front of it and it just rolled off pretty well. Okay. And then now you got the, it's your boy, Jay Maya.
So, listen, that song gonna stay in my head all day long. I promise you that. Now, in your spare time, do you even have spare time?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you like to do in that spare time? Cause
play video games.
Play video games. Yeah. Now, yeah. Does your dad let you at least go on a date? Like, if you decide to.
I've been on a couple.
You went to Cheddar's or like, where y'all go?
Went to the movies, you know, got something to eat after, you know. Some slight, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, you had to be home by 11?
Yeah.
Did you ever make it on time?
Of course. Of course.
I ain't getting in trouble.
I ain't getting in trouble.
No, I'm not getting in trouble because dad looked like you take not no belt.
Right, yeah, no. Not for no girl.
Throw them hands at you. Mm-mm. No, stay behind in the house. No girls, no none of that. So, like everything, your dad taught you guys around music. Mm-hmm. Most artists start in the church. Did you sing in a quiet church?
I didn't. My mom did.
Okay.
I started singing from my mom. And then my dad would have, like I said, in the living room singing a lot of different things and whatnot. Because my dad played football.
I know he played something.
He's still trying to, he was trying to understand the music too. So, yeah. But he put me on to a lot of people too. It was crazy. Tina Marie. Mm. Crazy. Anita Baker.
Oh, wow. That's legendary. Right,
all these older artists.
Wow.
So.
Now, as an artist, you know, you get to, you know, pick your manager who makes sure that no one's taking advantage of you. Like, how did your dad come into the picture of, you know what, nobody knows my son than me? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your dad being your manager versus somebody that has maybe been doing it like for 80 years and I done produced this guy, I done managed this guy? Like, what made your dad the guy for you?
Well, he was going to be there regardless. So
now you're going to be it anyway.
Because me and him, we're still learning together. We're learning together. Because my dad played football. I'm still learning myself. So he wanted to teach me and whatnot. So we just learning together through this process. And we're going to push through.
Oh, that's real good. Because I know there's a lot of artists in this industry that had their parents start out as their managers. And they later, like, let them go.
Change, yeah.
And let them go because of various reasons and everything. But if any advice I can tell you, your parents, whether it's your mom or your dad, they have your best interest at heart. And I know sometimes we get too big headed, like, you know, I don't need y'all no more. I'm finna go with this person over here. Stay with family. Stay with family. They're gonna guide you. They're gonna guide you through tough times, because tough times gonna happen. Some of these other folks just out for the money. They just want their little change. They want their percentage, and they're going to get gone because they know, hey, I can go manage such and such over here and keep it moving.
Right.
But your parents are always going to have your best interest. So definitely got to stick with that.
Right.
So, but I do got one interesting question.
What's up? I'm here.
If there's anything that you can do when it comes to performing, what artists you want to perform with and collaborate with?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive. Well, yeah. Dead or alive. That you wanted to, that you still want to.
Okay. This is a
so
really...
We start with the dead homies.
All right. Of course, number one, Michael Jackson. Would be
I think everybody, yeah.
That would be an amazing artist to perform with.
Mm-hmm.
From his stage presence to the vocal, of course, it would be not Michael Jackson. And somebody live. Okay. I'm going to say somebody new, like Tyler, the Creator, like, because he's one of my favorite artists right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's creative. His energy on the stage is unmatched right now.
Okay.
So I would say Tyler, the Creator.
Nice, nice. Okay, well, what about, like Breezy or Usher?
Usher, Breezy. I'm down with whatever. Yeah.
Now, have you done a duet with someone?
Actually, I'm not. No.
Huh. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to talk to your manager to see we can get you to do a duet with someone. And
okay, I'm down.
Because those duets be off the chain. Like, you know, you got, you know, Coco Jones. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Beyonce. She kind of untouchable right now. She in the Beehive somewhere. Can't even think we can get close to that one.
Yeah.
But that'd actually be dope. And but I'm just really interested in where do you see yourself right now in 5 years from now?
Where I see myself 5 years from now.
It's always about goals.
Yeah. Okay. So about 5 years from now, I want to fully know this business. That's like my biggest goal out of everything. Mm. Fully know the business, make sure to have everything straight, you know, just know the business and win a Grammy, you know, win a Grammy. That's the goal, the biggest goal. And I was just wanting to be able to engineer myself, produce myself, be able to do everything. That's pretty much my whole goal for the next 5 years.
Okay, that sounds real good, because now you do know that there's going to be people out there they call haters, right?
Yeah.
They're going to try to discourage you from doing certain things. They're going to, you know, tell you these stories. What stories have you heard about the music game?
I've heard a lot of things, really. I've heard the bad, the good. But it's crazy, though. It's crazy, the industry. But
what you heard so far, though, on the bad tip, because, you know, those are one that they want to push out there and make you think like, no, I don't think I want to do this no more.
One thing, like the biggest thing I've heard, just like really don't trust a lot of people.
Mm.
Yeah. That's like the biggest thing I've heard. Just like really don't trust a lot of people. Like you just got to really be about your stuff. Got to sometimes really fend for yourself in the industry. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Dad probably have heard the stories, and he's probably seen it, and he's probably never tell you about it to protect you from it. But there's definitely some stories out there. But if there's one positive thing that you've heard about being in this music industry, what would it be?
One thing I've heard from, I'm going to go to Troy Taylor. It's not really about the industry. It was something that I needed to do to put myself in the next level. He told me and my father, because this was, I'm pretty sure this was my birthday, right? We went to the studio with Troy Taylor. Crazy to meet him. That was a crazy thing to meet him in the first place. But he told us to make sure I know how to produce myself, because that brings you to another level, especially for record labels and whatnot. So I would say like it's probably one of the most positive things I've heard from somebody.
Okay.
Especially
yeah,
in the industry.
Yeah, I haven't become a recording artist because I can't sing, but I sure enough can. I can write. You know, I have the gift of sound, being able to, you know, hear what real music, you know, sounds like. So within every artist, they now want to start like their own record label, or they want to now become, you know, a producer or, you know, some type of songwriter and be like a Babyface where he can actually do it all. You know, right. He started out singing, of course, and then he stepped back and, you know, started, you know, LaFace Records and became this, you know, big time songwriter and producer.
Yeah.
Is that in your future?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Hopefully get to that point.
No, you're going definitely get there. But what is like some one surprise that people don't know about you?
Honestly, I feel like I'm all out on the table.
Is it, you know, everybody got that one surprise, like, oh, snap, I ain't even know nobody can do that.
Like, you know, people already know I'm 6'7", you know, mm-hmm. you get the joke. 6'7". everybody knows I sing. I feel like the biggest thing is people don't expect me to sing.
Now, the one thing that I would say would be a surprise is if you 6'7", can't even dunk.
Of course I can dunk. Of course. Of course. Hey, I put people on posters every day.
Listen, I played pickup basketball, and the tallest person be the first one to get picked. Man, you pass a joke at the ball, brother can't even get off the ground and dunk.
There's a lot of people
missing layups. Like, bro, you got a waste of height. I wish I had that height.
There's a lot of people like that, but I ain't like that.
Okay, you be.
I ain't like that. I can dunk. I can
okay,
dunk.
Okay. Yes, sir. And how many points? What's your career average? Or
my career average, I would say like 10 points. I would say
pass you the ball enough.
6 rebounds, and like I would say like 4 assists.
Okay, all right. So why only 10? Because if I had that hype, why be double 20-20?
Well, I don't really. You know what? Hold on. How should I explain this? Okay. You said why just 10 points?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I guess being tall, I'm always thinking like, okay, I'm gonna at least get like 15-20 points easy.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna boost it up a little bit. I'll say 15. I'll say 15.
Cause one thing I tell my son, I said, look, the ball may not come to you. Sometimes you gotta go get it, right?
Right. I'll get off the rebound.
Put if it you can, up. If yeah. you can get, if you can get to the free throw line at least 5 times, and how many shots you normally take at a free throw?
2.
And you multiply that by 5.
10.
There you go. That's your 10 easy points right there.
That's true.
Now you're on the floor. You get your field goals. And if you can score at least 5 field goals, whether they threes or whether they twos, that's another 10.
Right.
And there go your 20.
True.
That's how my mind be working. Okay. Like, okay, how can I get these points? Everybody think you got to get 20 points and, you know, shooting jumpers, dunks, layups. Mm-mm. No, go to the line 5 times, knock them down, there go your 10.
Well, but here's my mindset of it. I'm more of a rebounding type of guy. I like to rebound. I like to play defense.
Oh, okay. So Dennis Rodman.
For me, it's more like the rebounds. Like, if I don't have a certain amount of rebounds, in my opinion, I didn't have a good game. That's me. I have to have, like, 7 or more rebounds.
Okay.
In my opinion. But, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, next time you at practice, tell the coach, hey, give me the ball. I'm going to get to the line 5 times. I'm going to drop 10 points.
I'm going to drop 10 points somewhere.
Yeah.
Gonna dunk on somebody or something.
So now we always got to tell folks that there's one positive thing if you want to say to people, like, everybody needs some positivity in life, especially the way this country is going. Positivity and music is what brings people together. Right. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, what are some of the one positive thing that you say to the folks out there today?
One thing I will say, you got to work hard. That's number one. I've seen kids way younger than me working so hard. I see a 5-year-old working hard. Like, you can't come into this business and expect to get it without earning it or working for it. So I would just say work hard. That's the biggest thing.
Wow. So everybody got to know when the new music drop and where they can get it from.
When the new music drop?
Like the full
you gotta
release.
Stay tuned for that. You gotta stay tuned for that.
Full release album, release party.
But for now,
listening
you gotta
party.
Check out the Ready For Me's, the Bouquets. That's how all platforms. So get ready for me. And I wanna know, can I make you my bouquet? Can I get you that bouquet? Cause I won't let you go.
See,
it's on all platforms. Go check it
out. See, there it is. They all screaming for you and getting ready to. You know, throw the Smarty candies at you and all the little, what they call little butterscotch candies. They're going to throw them all at you.
Ooh, hold on. Butterscotch. Butterscotch.
Listen, kids like butterscotch candies too.
People like butterscotch candies?
Dad, what are you doing? I thought you taught him. Oh, he mustn't have no butterscotch. You had butterscotch back in the day. I know he had.
Butterscotch. Hold on.
You never had a butterscotch candy?
Hold on.
What about little peppermints?
Okay, I mess with peppermint candy. Yeah. Okay. Peppermint candy. I'll do that. But butterscotch?
Yeah, man. Listen, butterscotch candy and the regular peppermint candy that your grandma used to have in the purse on first Sundays, and they pass it back to you like, yeah.
What about the strawberry ones though?
them ain't real no more. The flavor gone, the sugar gone.
It still tastes
gone.
Good though, in my opinion.
Now back in my day, that's when real strawberry candy was strawberry candy. Don't make Fruit Loops
Where
no more.
Where do you even get those from? Like how do our grandmothers obtain those?
Listen, they got their ways. They got the grandma express.com website.
Yeah.
It's called the bedroom under the mattress. That's where they used to keep them at. That's where they keep the money at. That's where they keep that switch at. They keep everything, keep your baby pictures at.
Yeah, they got everything in there.
They got them all. Cause now you probably weren't around when they made Fruit Loops.
That wasn't.
The original Fruit Loops.
Original Fruit
Loops. Frosted Flakes. Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks when the milk used to turn pink. Now that thing stay white. That's how I know Apple Jacks ain't real no more.
I never Cocoa had Puffs. Apple Jacks before.
Cocoa Puffs don't turn chocolate no more. It stays white.
I didn't know that.
See, it's a lot of stuff you don't know.
My fault.
Back in the day was back in the day.
I didn't know. My fault.
So we talk about all these platforms, right? What platform do you need to go on?
Again. It's your boy, J. Maya. You can find my Instagram at TheRealJMIA_.
Okay.
Instagram. TheRealJMIAH_. Mm. And I have a link tree with all my other platforms, so go check me out.
Nice. Okay, so you need to perform. We still going to try to get at you. Is there a release party, listening party, some type of party for the release album? Is it coming? Is it going to happen?
Got to stay tuned for it. I can't say too much. Got to stay tuned.
Dang, I was going to listen. I mean, I'm going to let Dad after the show because we got to get these release dates out of something. But definitely just thanks for joining. You know, like I'll give everybody the opportunity. You know, my platform is your platform. So when that release party, launch party, all the parties happen, just holler at me. I need to work on that one. Right
you could.
Now. I need
you
to work
got
on
it.
That.
You got it.
but definitely, hey man, this your man TJ Chapman, man. Make sure y'all tune in each and every Wednesday for the Black Couch Chronicles. You can actually go to my website, tjchapman.com, to listen to this episode.
Maya.
I'm gonna have to be like Michael Bevins though. Like I can rap. I can do the talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, then let's do the club.
Say less. I write my part. I write my part and start talking through it. But yeah, man. Make sure y'all tune in, man. Each week. You can also listen to future shows. Spotify, theculturradio.com. What else we on? iTunes. We're on iHeartRadio. So we out there. So folks, y'all get y'all some rest, some sleeps. Tell your auntie, your uncle, your little pookie and them. Tell them listen to the show, cause this is a good one. So until next time, Jermaine Man, TJ Chapman. Remember to keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.